This is a paid advertisement for BetterHelp Therapy Online.
BetterHelp are supporting the podcast this month and they're encouraging people to say thank you to someone important to them.
Thank you, mammy.
Thank you, mammy as well. My mammy, not your mammy, my mammy as well.
Thanks, ma, and thanks, granny.
We should probably do that more, thanking people.
Feels good, doesn't it?
We could do a thanking ourselves too.
Maybe, yeah, from time to time. Thanks very much for everything.
To yourself.
To myself, yeah.
Well, you have to be good to yourself too, Darren.
We spent a few hours playing Rocket League last night. Does that count?
Well, I was more thinking something a bit more substantial.
Such as?
Well, therapy can be a good way to do that.
Do you think so?
Yeah. If you can find the right therapist, it can be great.
And BetterHelp is a good starting point.
Absolutely. It's all done online, so it's convenient for you, it's flexible, and you don't need to add to your worries by trying to make an appointment.
Handy number.
All you have to do is go to betterhelp.com/stall. And you get 10% off. Get on there, fill out a short questionnaire, and then they'll match you up with the right therapist for you.
Right, that sounds good. Thanks for that.
And they have over 5,000 therapists in the UK already. BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a wide variety of expertise in mental health. Let the gratitude flow with BetterHelp.com. Our listeners get 10% off the first month at betterhelp.com/stall. That's BetterHelp. HELP.com/stall. STALL.
Thanks, ma. Thank you, ma'am. Thanks, everyone.
And yourself. Thank yourself.
Thank you, Darren. Thanks. Thanks for looking after yourself. Go Loud.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
Happy Christmas. Happy. If you're listening to this on Christmas, happy Christmas today.
I hope you got loads of presents.
I hope you are spoiled rotten.
I'd say you're sitting there listening to this now, absolutely stuffed to the gills of turkey.
In your best gear.
In your little Nikes.
All dressed up and nowhere to go.
Yeah, looking at all your cousins going around the kitchen.
Afraid that someone's going to step on your brand new shoes, are you?
Yeah.
Don't stand near me, don't step on my shoes, I'm only out again.
Jumping around the gaff.
Oh, bouncing off the walls.
Drinking bottles of Budweiser.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Warm.
Yeah, warm
Budweiser, because there's no space in the fridge.
Yeah. And just like under your fucking kitchen table.
Are you having a whale of a time there, dreading the idea of playing charades in a couple of hours' time, maybe? Yeah. A
few games of Twister with your family.
Monopoly. Is the Monopoly out? You're going to go crazy before your family in a few hours playing Monopoly now.
It depends what time you're listening to this at, I suppose.
It's true.
Sure, it could be night time. You could be sitting there locked.
Yeah, it could be the day after Christmas. It might be Stephen's Day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Otherwise known as Boxing Day, if you're listening to in the UK.
Yeah. We don't call it that. We don't. We don't because we're Irish.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all about it won't be taking us.
Our Saint Stephen. Who the fuck is Saint Stephen? Saint Steo. Yeah, Steo.
Stephen. Stephen's Day. Yeah, yeah. Steo. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't know who he is.
What's he a saint for?
I don't know. Fucking the pub or something. The saint of pubs.
The saint of opening the pubs.
Yeah.
He was the first martyr of Christianity.
Which is?
Someone who dies for what they believe in.
That's what I'm all about.
He was a deacon in an early Christian church in Jerusalem and he angered members of various synagogues with his teachings. He was accused of blasphemy. He made a speech denouncing the Jewish authorities who were judging him and then he was stoned to death.
Oh,
there you go.
Jesus Christ. And when was this?
A couple of years ago, about 10, 15.
Yeah. You're going way back here. This is just after Jesus.
And who's saying really? Boxing Day?
He was a boxer, a dog. He was the first, dog, the first canine saint.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Seeing that somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. There's no way his name was Stephen. There's no way there was a fella in Jerusalem in Stephen. Like fucking 200 AD. Here's fucking Steo denouncing us again. Will you fuck off, Steo? We stone you.
Here's fucking Steo in his new bleeding Moncler jacket.
Shush everyone. Here's Steo. Keep your head down. He'll start talking about Jesus again. Get the stones. Do you have any stones on you? Fuck's sake.
That's some way to go, isn't it?
Ah, yeah. Bizarre. Yeah, so happy Christmas.
Yep. Yeah. And we're just doing bonus episodes over the Christmas period because it's an easy listening for you. You don't want to be listening to us on Christmas, really, do you?
Or maybe someone does.
Maybe someone does. Maybe. It'll be lonely this Christmas without you to hold. It'll be lonely.
So. Anyway. Maybe if you give mass, if you go to mass, if you're not in the humor of going to mass, if you're like, oh, everyone's going to mass, maybe you can stick in a little earbud that you got for a little present.
Yeah.
Stick in an earbud and listen to us.
And if you fancy it, if you're in mass now, is that mass on Christmas Day, yeah?
Yeah. It's the most religious day of the year.
Yeah. Oh, is that?
Is that mass on Christmas Day?
Christmas Eve, I heard of mass. It's Christmas Day.
Oh, darling.
Really?
Anyway, Christmas
Eve. Oh, yeah,
is about
no, I went a few
Jesus.
Times actually when I was younger.
I went to a mass recently and it was the worst standard of mass I've ever seen.
Why?
Do you hold a high standard of mass?
No, I mean, an acceptable standard, I would have thought. It was just the two priests were very old.
Two priests? Double act.
It was a double act.
Nice.
Like, to the point that one of them was, he was heading away from the altar to have a little sit down.
Were they teenagers?
They're doing one of his bits and, like, you could see people in the congregation kind of going, is he going to make it to the chair?
Yeah.
Like, these two lads should have been let retire a long time ago. It was very, it lacked any sort of spark. There was no pizzazz. Like, the chalice work, you know, it was bad.
We need more people entering the clergy.
Off you go.
No.
Nah. Would you be a priest?
I can't have kids.
Ah. You get you let go nowadays, don't you?
Yeah, maybe.
I considered it.
Have a wife before. And all these
I considered
things.
It in the past. When there was nothing when I had nothing going on, I was like, fuck, maybe I should just be, become a priest.
Really?
Free holiday to Rome and all.
I'm going to see the Pope in Rome.
Yeah. They'll have to do something. They'll have to change it up because that's the biggest problem. Do you know what I mean? Is that they can't have wives or wife. A wife. No one can have wives.
Plural.
They can't have plural relationships. That's the only problem about the priesthood. But, you know, free accommodation, nice pay.
A few PR trips to Rome.
VIP pass into heaven.
Yeah.
You go to Rome then to, when you do all your training, it's like 4 years of training, and then you go to Rome to...
Do a vlog.
To give you a little blessing, the Pope, the main man.
Do a vlog in the Vatican.
And there's prospects in it. It's a career ladder. You know, you start off as a priest, but then you grow. There's space to grow in the clergy.
Yeah, to become like the Pope.
Bishops.
Monsignor, start off there, then you get yourself a little bishop gig.
Then you could do exorcisms in Rome, because that happens.
Yeah.
That's very niche work.
Could be an exorcist.
That could happen though.
It could.
The perks of the job is fucking off the scale.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, be nice.
This is a paid advertisement for BetterHelp Therapy Online.
BetterHelp are supporting the podcast this month and they're encouraging people to say thank you to someone important to them.
Thank you, mammy.
Thank you, mammy as well. My mammy. My mammy as well.
Thanks, ma. And thanks, granny.
We should probably do that more, thanking people.
Feels good, doesn't it?
We could do it thanking ourselves too.
Maybe, yeah, from time to time. Thanks very much for everything.
To yourself.
To myself, yeah.
Well, you have to be good to yourself too, darling.
We spent a few hours playing Rocket League last night. Does that count?
Well, I was more thinking something a bit more substantial.
Such as?
Well, therapy can be a good way to do that.
Do you think so?
Yeah. If you can find the right therapist, it can be great.
And BetterHelp is a good starting point.
Absolutely. It's all done online, so it's convenient for you. It's flexible. And you don't need to add to your worries by trying to make an appointment.
Handy number.
All you have to do is go to betterhelp.com/stall. And you get 10% off. Get on there, fill out a short questionnaire, and then they'll match you up with the right therapist for you.
Right, that sounds good. Thanks for that.
And they have over 5,000 therapists in the UK already. BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a wide variety of expertise in mental health. Let the gratitude flow with BetterHelp.com. Our listeners get 10% off the first month at betterhelp.com/stall. That's BetterHelp. HELP.com/stall. STALL.
Thanks, ma. Thank you, ma'am. Thanks, everyone.
And yourself. Thank yourself.
Thank you, darling. Thanks. Thanks for looking after yourself.
This AI moment hits different. It's the first technology designed not just to serve us, but to be us. I'm Baratunde Thurston, and on my new video podcast, Life with Machines, I'm going to talk to all kinds of folks, the people hitting the gas pedal on this transition and those trying to pump the brakes. Watch and listen to Life with Machines, powered by Lenovo in partnership with Intel. Intel Core Ultra 7 processor, powering Intel vPro. Lenovo.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Here's an offer you don't want to miss. For just $3, treat yourself to a Krispy Kreme donut, like their irresistible chocolate donut with sprinkles, and in any size hot coffee or refreshing iced tea. Just three. Whether you're fueling up for the day or just taking a sweet break, this deal is for you. Price and participation may vary. Offer valid December 10th through April 30th, 2025 at participating McDonald's while supplies last. Krispy Kreme and associated trademarks used under license. Copyright 2024 KKDC. Copyright 2024 McDonald's.
asked like a question.
Oh yeah, I forgot about them.
Is that not the question? Was there a question? Did we answer a question there?
Did we? What, how did we get talking about that?
Oh, you were saying somebody, Dino? Domino?
No, that was last week. Oh. Last episode. No, this was, we talked about Christmas Mass. Or? Oh, you were talking about being in Christmas Mass, listening on your
earbuds.
Oh, yeah. So moral of the story is, there's no Mass on Christmas Day. Have you got any questions? Questions.
This is from Kira.
Is it from Ricky Stanicky?
It's not, it's from Kira. She says, Joe, I'm sorry about this, but I had to ask. The other day, my cousin was in my kitchen having a cuppa and he was there counting up how much time he loses a year commuting to and from work. It was very depressing because it ran to about 1,000 hours. What's that, about 2.5 hours, 3 hours a day?
24 hours a day.
Yeah. Well, that's if you're going 7 days a week. He must have a long out commute. I can see why he's complaining about it.
I'd be snapping.
So, Kira, I'm not sure if the maths here, but reckons that's about 4 weeks. Just driving.
A year.
Think of that in your
driving to and from or around the place
in your lifetime
on the train.
It's a lot.
Anyway, it sparks something in her mind. She wants to know, Joe, how much time do you lose each year complaining?
I don't like
most of us.
I think you do more to the complaining than I do. I think you complain about me rather than
the only
you complaining about the question.
Outside it, you it's just like we just go with it.
Yeah, but just reference. Let's just anyone who hasn't heard the most recent episode of this. Joe spends about 10 minutes complaining about Christmas.
I wasn't complaining. I'm just saying how unenjoyable it is. I'm expressing an opinion. I wouldn't consider it like, I don't hate complaining. I hate the things that I complain about. So
you complain about them?
I mean, a lot of times. I would say 90%
of
my waking hours.
There's just in the world to complain about.
Yeah.
Not to complain.
Yeah, that's it. I just want to change the world and make it better. For you and for me.
It's not complaining.
The entire human race. There are. Yeah, so.
What song is that?
Michael Jackson, Earth Song.
Oh yeah, that one.
Yeah.
Where he's roaring on top of a mountain and his shirt is going back and all with the wind.
Yeah, pretty sexy.
Hot
man.
Disappointed about his record sales. So.
Yeah. So if I had to add up the time, I'd say 90% of me speaking to somebody is probably giving out about something.
90%, jeez.
Or 80, maybe 80. 90 is probably a bit excessive.
But it doesn't.
That's a lot.
It doesn't affect your life though. You enjoy the old complaint.
Yeah.
That's just who you are. Like.
Who doesn't? Maybe I enjoy the misery.
I piss and moan all the time. Everyone does.
No, you don't.
At home, I do.
Okay.
And in here.
And in here. Everywhere.
Not like he does.
Everyone does. Even you do.
Not like you do. We all do it within the acceptable parameters.
That's only when we're recording. You're all putting on a face and not being true to yourselves. If you're true to yourself, you'd be just like, fuck this and fuck that and fuck it all. You all let it out in therapy and all that. I just let it out in the open. I piss into the wind.
We're your therapy, is that it?
Everyone is. Anyone who hears me or sees me.
The world is your therapist couch. So, unsurprisingly, didn't get an answer there, just got more complaining. Tim in Dundalk says, would you take the power to grant yourself 3 New Year resolution wishes, which he says that means, for example, you could lose weight instantly.
And if, I suppose that's towards me then.
Oh, yeah. Oh fuck yeah.
Let's allow him finish. Maybe it's just because it's a common New Year.
I don't know.
It's a common resolution. Tim says the cost of this is if you had to spend every December wearing a cape every single day, plus every day you wake up you forget why you have to wear the cape, you just know you have to wear it.
Would you just not wake up sweating going, well, why am I wearing a cape?
Yeah, but you know you can't take it off for some reason. This is all month of December, so. But at the start of each year, you get to have 3 possibly life-changing wishes.
Absolutely, I take that.
Yeah, what's so bad about a cape?
A real spanner in the works. It could be very stressful.
A real spanner in the works if he had said you have to wear a cape every day for the rest of your life.
Yeah, and even then.
And one of me wishes would be like, get that off.
So Tim underestimated your cape tolerance.
Yeah. I think
I'm fucking all for a cape.
If I seen someone wearing a cape, I'd say,
legend.
He is comfortable with who he is.
Yeah, I'd be in awe of that.
Would you wear a cape?
Not by choice, no.
I'd wear a cape without the 3 fucking thingies.
You should start wearing a cape.
I'm going to fucking wear a cape.
You should wear a cape.
Do you think people would be like, why is he wearing a cape? Or would they just be like, that's Darren Conway. He's just wearing a cape, man. Just let him, like.
They think you're up to something. They'd be like, hey, he's making
videos. Look up at cameras and all.
Yeah. Imagine going over for a coffee and a cape. They would be like, what are you doing? What are you doing?
I wouldn't even explain it. I'd just shrug my shoulders and just look at them. Just be like, this is what it is.
Oh, what, this old thing? Oh, yeah, it's just a cape.
Just a cape.
Where'd you even get a cape?
Yeah.
Good question. I'd get a cape. If you really wanted a cape, you'd get a cape somewhere.
What's the point of a cape?
To fly. Or to be in disguise, to be like a wizard. You'd be a wizard. Or a magician or something.
There must have been some practical reason.
I really want the cape.
It's just Harry Potter had a cape. Snape had a cape.
Dr. Doom mm-hmm. cape.
Superman, obviously.
Yeah.
Batman.
Well, he's known as the Cape Crusader, isn't he?
Yeah.
Mm.
Bishop Brennan.
Yeah, he wears a big cape. Crilly.
Just people from like the Frankenstein era. What is that, like 1700s, 1800s?
They had the cape with the hood. Hobbits.
I know what it's for.
Sherlock Holmes.
Mm.
I know what it's for. Back in the day when people got around by horseback, it was to stop muck kicking up onto them.
Oh, that's surprisingly a good answer, yeah. Fair play to you.
That's a guess.
Yeah. I think he's onto something there.
It's got to be. It has to be a practical use for a cape.
And then people are just like not on horses anymore and they just liked the idea of wearing a cape.
Yeah. Did we say Dracula?
But easy to put on Dracula, yeah.
Famously wore
a cape. What amount of people wearing capes back in the day?
Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah.
You wore a cape.
Was there a cape industry that has, like, the arse fell out of it 100 years ago? Everyone stopped wearing capes all of a sudden.
Mm.
And maybe they hoped all these comic books, they're all wearing capes, so capes would be cool again, but it just didn't happen for them.
I'd say so. Yeah. Very much like the top hat industry.
Mm.
People just stopped wearing top hats, saying, actually, do you know what? And I think it was gel. Gel killed the top hat industry.
Gel hair products. Oh, gel, yeah. Real cream in that.
Mm. Okay.
I'd wear a cape for December if it meant I got 3 wishes.
Absolutely.
Glad that we got to the bottom of that one.
I'm not going to go into the 3 wish because we'd be here a long time.
Well, give us 3.
You can't say lose weight because you just got offended by that question. Yeah.
Okay, Ozempic. I'll probably just get another couple of capes.
That a resolution? That has to be some sort of self-improvement
More
goal.
More capes, please. And a top hat. You're like, fucking Darren, you could have had anything in the whole world.
Maybe it's just how you phrase it. I'd like to evolve my style.
Evolve your style?
By the end of the year, I want to have...
Do you feel like you don't have good style?
No, I'm being you here.
Darren. Are you going to take that?
No, I'm not.
You said capes and top hats,
and I was saying...
Evolve your style.
You can't just wish for a cape or a top hat. If you're using this wish, you have to word it in a particular way. So
what would you like me to wear it on?
Capes and top hats.
Would you rather came in the suit every day?
I think you're willfully misconstruing my meaning here, and you're taking great offence.
It was his reaction.
Yeah,
he was like, ooh.
You had to. Yeah. Just going. Yeah. Getting peer pressured into reaction.
As soon as someone says, ooh, you have to just fucking.
Yeah. Did you hear what he said? He's at the second, you old man.
Oh, did he? Oh, wear the cape if I want.
What are you going to do about it?
Well, wrap me cape around him and then throw him down the stairs.
Just on fashion, there was a period where, and it still sort of is, in girls started wearing cowboy boots. When is it going to be okay for men to wear cowboy boots? It's okay for you to wear cowboy boots. Is it?
Absolutely.
Like knee high.
In this day and age, you could walk around wearing cowboy boots, no problem.
Spurs and everything, like the spiky.
Tottenham Hotspur, like.
The wheeled. Yeah.
James Madison.
Nice, got there. Nice. Heung-min Son.
Yeah. Dejan Kulusevski.
Oh, okay. Is that it? 2 questions.
We've been here a long time.
And we have another one to do next week.
We're back in next week to do another one. So we'll talk to you then. Happy Christmas. Enjoy the rest of your Christmas day or Christmas time, whatever space of whatever fucking day you're listening to this on. Happy Christmas.
Send us in a photo of your dinner and we'll rate them. Rate your plate, huh? We do and we post that on Instagram. Be funny. Ah, it'd be great engagement. Fuck off. This is a paid advertisement for BetterHelp Therapy Online.
BetterHelp are supporting the podcast this month and they're encouraging people to say thank you to someone important to them.
Thank you, Mammy.
Thank you, Mammy, as well. My Mammy as well.
Thanks, Ma, and thanks, Granny.
We should probably do that more, thanking people.
Feels good, doesn't it?
We could do a thanking ourselves too.
Maybe, yeah, from time to time. Thanks very much for everything.
To yourself.
To myself, yeah.
Well, you have to be good to yourself too, Darren.
We spent a few hours playing Rocket League last night. Does that count?
Well, it was more thinking something a bit more substantial.
Such as?
Well, therapy can be a good way to do that.
Do you think so?
Yeah. If you can find the right therapist, it can be great.
And BetterHelp is a good starting point.
Absolutely. It's all done online, so it's convenient for you. It's flexible and you don't need to add to your worries by trying to make an appointment.
Handy number.
All you have to do is go to betterhelp.com/stall. And you get 10% off. Get on there. fill out a short questionnaire and then they'll match you up with the right therapist for you.
Right, that sounds good. Thanks for that.
And they have over 5,000 therapists in the UK already. BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a wide variety of expertise in mental health. Let the gratitude flow with BetterHelp. Our listeners get 10% off the first month at betterhelp.com/stall. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/stall. STALL.
Thanks, Ma. Thank you, Ma. Thanks, everyone.
And yourself. Thank yourself.
Thank you, Darren. Thanks. Thanks for looking after yourself.